EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Audio Description. Element 1, Processes. Video Lecture, What are E2U Audio Subtitles? I am Elisa Perego from Università degli Studi di Trieste. And in this video lecture, I will define audio subtitles, or AST, and offer some hints on how to simplify them. Think of the Netflix German-American miniseries Unorthodox, about a girl rejecting her radicalized Hasidic upbringing. All episodes feature a constant code-switching from Yiddish to English to German. In the original version, the Yiddish and the German dialogues are subtitled in English, but how could a person with sight loss or with dyslexia, a slow reader, a person who is very far away from the screen, or anyone doing something in another room access the subtitles? There is only one way out, conveying them orally. In other words, reading them out loud and, if necessary, integrating them with audio description. Audio subtitles are approximately as short and focused as subtitles, but this does not make them necessarily easy to understand. So, how can we enhance the comprehensibility of audio subtitles? To start with, we suggest to briefly introduce their presence to offer the necessary background to the user and to prevent confusion. A short text in easy to understand language, written on screen and read aloud, could suffice. For instance, this film includes audio subtitles. Audio subtitles are subtitles read aloud. In fully audio subtitled films, using multiple slightly acted voices for different characters might help to enjoy the product more, while understanding and remembering it better. In this respect, human-voiced audio subtitles should be preferred to text-to-speech audio subtitles. In fact, we believe that the latter option could interfere with the pleasantness of the listening experience. Adapting the subtitle formulation when the subtitles are too complex is another brainwave. To do so, you can merge some SDH strategies with E2U principles. Let's take the subtitle from the film I, Tonya. I am so sorry, but there's no smoking on the ice. It might easily become a third-person audio subtitle. The teacher kindly asks Lavona not to smoke on the ice rink. The apology, I am so sorry, is replaced by an adverb, kindly. The adjunct on the ice, whose meaning is clearer if the visuals are accessed, is substituted by an expression that refers explicitly to the enclosed area of ice for skating, the ice rink. If ice rink is too jergo, ice skating spot could be a simpler choice. And again, if the audio subtitle is too long, the adverb kindly can be taken out with no major content consequences. Furthermore, the E2U audio subtitler might find it useful to remember the main issues of struggling users, such as, for instance, a poor lexical and structural knowledge, and therefore choose only high-frequency words and short declarative sentences or normalize idiomatic formulations. Back to the smoking example, a direct speech-like variation might be, teacher, it is forbidden to smoke here, with the word reduction from 11 to 7. We know that reduction normally affects the interpersonal function of language. Restoring it through intonation, a kind, mellow one in this case, is therefore crucial. And in general terms, avoiding a flat style and exploiting all the prosodic possibilities of human voice could ensure that E2U audio subtitles really catch the attention of the listener. On a more technical level, we could consider enabling the user to manage the volume of audio subtitles separately from the volume of the original sound. More solutions are certainly possible. The topic is wide, and we still need to explore so many factors and answer so many questions. I'll leave you with a couple. Would automatic audio subtitling work in an easy-to-understand context? And can we really consider synthetic voices in contexts where involvement and clarity are a high priority? All the pictures used in this presentation come from the Public Domain Vectors website, which gathers hundreds of royalty-free vector images under the Creative Commons Universal Public Domain Dedication License. This video lecture was prepared by Elisa Perego and produced by Andrea De Leano from Università degli Studi di Trieste, with the help of Esther Ekberg and Anna Matamala. You can reach me at eperego@units.it.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.